US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good to see you too, Ender. It's 8 minutes to seven. The rumour file is open. 9221 882. $500 cash. There it is. Millsy's got it in his top pocket. We don't want him to take it home. We want to give it to you. 9221 882. Phone your rumour through. Hello, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Steve. We have sad news that the Reverend Billy Graham died this morning, age 99. He had long suffered from cancer, pneumonia, and Parkinson's disease, and died at his home in North Carolina. Graham transformed American religious life through his preaching and activism, becoming a counselor to presidents and the most widely heard Christian evangelist in history. Many here considered him to be America's pastor. Others called him the Protestant Pope.
There are problems of sin and habit that cannot be solved outside the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Graham went from a North Carolina dairy farm to giant stages and massive television audiences.
You're tuned to the Hour of Decision with Billy Graham.
His crusades and leadership summits in more than 185 countries and territories forged powerful global links among conservative Christians. Steve, by his own definition, Graham was a world ambassador with a world ministry.
Oh, no doubt about that. I remember him coming down under and having massive crowds in Melbourne and Sydney, at least. He had a big impact with presidents.
Billy Graham became known as the pastor to presidents and met with every American leader since Harry Truman, and Graham knew them well.
Johnson was rough on one side, but he was tender on the other.
Graham always denied that he had a policy-making role. He said, "I didn't advise them, I prayed with them."
And now on this 20th day of January, 1993...
That is the day Bill Clinton became president, and Clinton called meetings with Billy Graham, both private and genuine.
You feel that he's praying for you, not the president.
President Trump remembered him with a tweet this morning, writing, "The great Billy Graham is dead. There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians in all religions. A very special man." Graham was once asked, "What comes after death?"
Just joy and happiness and serving God.
Billy Graham led his final crusade in 2005. At the time, he told reporters, "I look forward to meeting God face to face." And Steve and Basil, he will be buried at his library in North Carolina next to Ruth Graham, his wife of 64 years.
Yeah, certainly left an impact.
Thanks,
thank
Bob.
You, Bob. Yeah, he came to Perth as well to Claremont Showgrounds, and people might remember that.
Two big nights, 30,000 people on each night. 1959,
right?
That's a massive crowd in 1959, 30,000 people.
But that's nothing compared to what they had at Randwick and had at the MCG.
Over 130,000 at the MCG, just quite phenomenal. That is the ground record still to this day for any crowd at the MCG. Mind you, they did spill onto the actual arena.